News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, new research out this morning reveals that Garda sergeants and inspectors say that the easing of COVID-19 restrictions has made the policing of emergency regulations more difficult. For more, we're joined in the line by the General Secretary of the AGSI, Antoinette Cunningham. Antoinette, are your members confused about what they're to do during this period?
Yeah, I think as the phases unwind, Andrea, they are becoming more confused because we're have to get clear guidance, whether it's liquor licensing legislation or the health regulations that are being enforced and checked on by members of An Garda Síochána at this stage of the policing of the COVID-19 pandemic.
What is the confusion over it? So it's whether or not it's licensing laws or whether it's the COVID health regulations or guidelines that were introduced back in April. Is that the case?
Yeah, for instance, I mean, at the weekend, if you look at Operation Navigation, which was a policing initiative launched over the weekend, our members were confused when asked to inspect licensed premises. Are they inspecting it for breaches of liquor licensing laws, or are they doing checks on sanitation, the social distancing being applied, the PPE equipment of staff, etc.? So what we're saying is that guidelines need clear instruction. Members need to be trained in them, and if they're being asked to police something, that the clear guidelines as to what is required should be clearly set out for them.
My understanding was that, you know, members of the guards have the power to go in and, we'll say, for instance, inspect a pub restaurant to make sure that they're in compliance with guidelines and also with liquor licensing laws. But they actually have no power then to take any immediate action. My understanding is that your only level of enforcement is that potentially in September you could put in an objection to a licence renewal.
Well, no, we do have the power to enforce breaches of liquor licensing laws under liquor licensing legislation. And I mean, in that case, or if there's a breach of the health regulations, we can send a file to the DPP for his direction as to whether charges should be preferred or not. And of course, the objection to a licence has always been there as a right for members of An Garda Síochána where breaches of liquor licensing laws are being detected. But that is about the strength of the enforcement that we do have.
Okay. So what is it that you're looking from the Department of Justice at the moment? Clarity as soon as possible.
Well, I think this is really important for the new Minister for Justice. And to take you back to the start of this pandemic, we started to police this pandemic in March. The regulations were not signed until the 7th of April, and then we had to wait for guidance notes in relation to them. And what we're saying is that when government, we sit in the middle of people who make legislation, then we sit in the middle of the public and government expectation, and yet we're the enforcers. And what we're saying is that the Department of Justice or the Department of Health, when they make regulations, should think of the last people in the equation, and that's us and the enforcement piece of that, and make sure that the legislation is signed on time and that there are clear guidance for enforcement attached to it.
Okay. Interestingly, in your survey that's been carried out, a couple of other things that were asked of members with regards to shift patterns. In fact, there are longer shift patterns of nearly up to 12 hours in some cases that were introduced during the pandemic. A lot of your members saying now that they want to keep that shift pattern. And aside from that as well, the controversial, the spit hoods that are put over, you know, a suspect's face in some cases, they too, your members are looking for those to be kept.
Yeah, and we'll go back to the roster. First of all, traditionally we worked a 10-hour roster. We moved to a 12-hour roster, working 4 days on and 4 days off. And our members would like to see that explored as a sort of a permanent roster within An Garda Síochána. Overwhelmingly, 85% said that they would like to see it discussed as a possibility for a future roster going forward. And as you say, the anti-spit guard was introduced as an additional layer of PPE equipment. And 87% of sergeants and inspectors welcome the introduction of the anti-spit guard as an additional layer of PPE. And we know, Andrea, that they're only used where there's a real and tangible threat that members will be assaulted by way of a person spitting saliva or indeed blood and saliva at them.
Okay, we'll leave it there. The General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, Antoinette Cunningham, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.